The next album, we can call it Lava Lamp.
I was going to say as well, our members of the British Forces will be able to actually see you, particularly those based in Northern Ireland with your Belfast and Dublin arena shows. But Correct. Is it just a massive kind of loving as well? Because you're going to be on stage, well, not at the same time, but with Alice Cooper and Thin Lizzy. You guys must go way back.
Well, we certainly go way back as fans, for sure. I remember buying my first Alice Cooper album when I was 11 years old. Wow. Don't tell Alice. You know, I was a huge fan. I think I heard, like, Schools Out, like everybody my generation did, on the radio, and bought the Schools Out album. But then I worked backwards when I realised that there was Killer and Love It to Death to buy as well. And I just really got into that theatrical thing that Alice was doing. And Def Leppard, as fans of rock music when we were growing up, we were all huge Thin Lizzy fans. Big influence on us. We used to play some of their songs in our early rehearsals mm-hmm. before we did gigs and stuff. And we've become friends with some of them over the years. In fact, Vivian Campbell, our guitar player, has been moonlighting in Thin Lizzy for the last 6 months because of this year off that we had. He's been playing with them, and a very good friend of ours, Ricky Warwick, is now fronting the band, and we've known Scott Gorham 30 years. So these are like friends of ours, as well as like musical heroes of the past, if you like. So it is going to be a bit of a loving. You're right.
And which one of you has got a Forces connection?
That would be me. It's a very kind of distant one, if you like. My father was based in Aldershot.
Wow.
He was born in 1930, so I'd imagine about 1948 to 1951, maybe. He was the youngest ever staff sergeant in the British Army, and he was the personal tank driver for King George V, I think it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he ever used to talk about that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Is that quite
Surely
a
not.
Yes, he did. He used to let everybody know, yeah.
And how do you kind of, I don't know, how do you feel about playing in front of a Forces audience? Because I'm imagining that you've never done this specifically before for a Forces audience.
Oh, we have.
Oh, yeah.
In Germany.
In Germany, many times. Yeah, and by the way, what a great audience. In fact, just so enthusiastic and you know, very grateful, and it's great to play in front of audiences like that, believe me.
We were very naive when we first went there. You know, we'd be going through Paris and you know, Montpellier in France, and we'd go, they don't get it, you know, they don't speak English. And then we'd get to Germany, and the crowds would be going nuts, and we go, wow, these Germans, they really get it. It's like, they're not Germans, they're Americans.
Or they're British, and they speak our language, yeah. And they actually like our songs. It was fantastic.
There was a lot of American and English, British forces at these gigs, and it really did kind of cheer us up a lot, because it's hard work in Europe sometimes when we don't speak their language and they don't necessarily speak ours either.
And would you like to send them a little message, because the interview will be going out across the Forces world over 23 locations, including Afghanistan, the Falkland Islands and everywhere else that British troops are.
Absolutely. For everything that you do, we wouldn't be able to do what we do without you guys doing what you do, and we're forever grateful for everything that you do out there.
And thanks for keeping us safe.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us on BFBS. I wish you all the best with your headline gig at Download Festival, and also your gigs on in Belfast and Dublin Arena. Thank you so much again.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
Thanks. BFBS Rock.